listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and Whit Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. We are expecting a shower or two across our region today. Mackay is heading for 31 degrees, while Airlie Beach should hit 30. Making news today, Tuesday, March 21, a wet and windy night for the Whit Sundays, calls for real change to address our housing crisis, and Mackay proving a city for bookworms. A marine wind warning is in place for Mackay waters today, with strong gusts recorded along our coastline. Gusts of 70 k's an hour have been recorded at Hamilton Island and Airlie Beach overnight, while we've seen gusts of almost 40 k's an hour in Mackay. Proserpine has also recorded close to 60 mils of rain since yesterday morning. The Premier's second housing roundtable gets underway next week, and there's growing calls for immediate and meaningful change. A new report has found homelessness has increased at a rate almost triple the national average. St. Vincent de Paul Society Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says it all starts with a new vision.
We need to build housing, obviously, in the long term, but in the short term, we've got to make sure that the whole system supports people to get through, not just the housing system, but the social welfare system. Commonwealth rental assistance needs to be at a level that moves with rental increases.
10 people were reported to Queensland Police for bomb-related offences between January and February this year, according to QPS crime data. Among the offenders were 3 adult women, 5 adult men and 2 young males. The figures show since January 2022 to last month, reports of bomb possession or use were made to officers in every Queensland Police District. The Mackay Police District received 3 reports of bomb-related offences during that period, which is higher than more populated regions in the southeast, like the Gold Coast and Logan. Popular spots across the Whit Sundays will be getting new moorings to help protect the Great Barrier Reef. The state government is adding 30 new moorings from May, allowing boaties to tie up without damaging coral with an anchor. Environment Minister Megan Scanlon says it will also help attract eco-conscious tourists.
This is ultimately about trying to reduce the impact of anchoring on our coral reef system, on those seagrass beds as well.
And there's currently more than 55,000 library members in Mackay, according to council records. It's as the region's libraries delivered over 1,900 programs to more than 61,000 attendees last financial year, loaning over 560,000 items. Let's take a look at some sport now. It's now being called the Year of the Magpies after they claimed victory in the local A-grade cricket comp over the weekend. They ended their time at the crease 8 for 196, with Walkerston all out for 126 in reply. It's another feather in the Magpies' caps after also winning the T20 shootout. And final preparations are underway ahead of the AFL Mackay season starting this weekend. In the men's and women's comps, that'll see Bakers Creek host Mackay City Hawks, Eastern Swans take on Whit Sunday Sea Eagles, and North Mackay Saints play Mackay Magpies. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whit Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.